It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guys.
Happy holidays. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're originating from Jethro, country with a twist, here in beautiful Granville, Michigan. And, hey, I hope you got your shopping done. We gave you a long list of things to do last week. But this week, guess what? All those people are getting lined up at the door ready to come over and eat a bunch of grub. And so we're going to do Christmas food from the grill and smoker and impart probably way too many recipes on you. But you know what? That's what we do. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for taking a little time with us this morning, all y'all grilling freaks out there. We appreciate you hanging out with us. We appreciate your comments on Facebook and the emails or whatever you send us. We're lonely. We're just desperate, lonely men.
Yeah. Well, some of us are. But anyway, I don't know. There was a song there somewhere. But anyway,
don't sing it.
No,
don't sing it.
I am not a singer. Have I ever sung on this show? Never.
Jop, I had to go up and break down deer camp this week.
How'd that go?
I had one nice warm day with no rain.
Right.
So it was great. I was going to go up early and hunt in the morning, but it was so windy. Couldn't do it.
Nothing worse than taking down wet camp equipment.
Right.
And so, yeah, you picked that dry day. That was great.
Well, and I had to do it all by myself.
Ooh, that's big work. That's big work. That tent's good size.
Not for me.
Right. Yeah. Right. What'd you drive back in there?
The Jeep.
Oh, okay. Did you stay on the trail this time?
I did.
Good. Good. Good.
This one's got much better clearance.
Well, you don't need to test it, right?
And there was no fog.
Right.
So, I have been following this fella on YouTube, and I just love watching food videos.
Yep. You know? I do it all the time.
And his name is George Kavkaz, K-A-V-K-A-Z.
Okay.
And he's an Armenian fella in Russia. And he's just a man's man. He's got cute family, you know, cute little girls and a little boy, real small boy. He's got a big old dog. And these cats, it's just like, it reminds me of hanging out in my driveway.
What's the topic of these?
Well, he's apparently a pretty famous chef over there.
And oh, okay.
He has lots of grills, and of course, limited English, so he does a lot of grunting.
Yeah.
But he carves
up. That happens at my grill.
He carves up a lot of meat, but I get a kick out of watching the cats and dogs.
Oh.
It just reminds me of when Zeus was alive and I'd be trimming briskets out there.
Right.
He'd be like, oh, all of a sudden I know you're home.
Right.
Yeah. Whereas, I don't know. I find the guy to be endearing.
Yeah, and you could search him on YouTube, I'm sure, and find his video.
K-A-V-K-A-Z. Kavkaz.
Yeah, kind of
George
cool.
George Kavkaz. And he's got this really cool, I want to say, there's a style of Kamado that this fella named Linkletter, Art Linkletter's grandson makes. He makes it down in Indonesia. It looks like that. It's real tall. And the top, it's got several tops, but you pull the little top off for venting. You pull the next one off, and it's pretty big. You can literally fit your wood in there. And it's not like your egg where, you know, things cut in half. These are all towards the top, so it's real tall. And
Is it got a grate in it? How do you get the wood by the grate?
Let's stick with the story here, okay?
All right. Visualize.
It's got this metal ring that goes around the top and these really long skewers. And you literally skewer your meat.
Oh, okay.
And you stick them down in that elongated burn chamber.
Okay.
Cool as heck.
Right.
I want one.
Right. Well, knowing you, you'll make one.
No. No. I think I got to get a hold of that Linkletter fella and get one of his again. Anyway, you'll see it. I know you're going to watch him now because that grill in itself will be enough to make just, you got to see it.
Right.
But he's got a really cool pizza oven. He's got, the dude does a lot with skewers.
Oh, okay.
And he cooks some stuff that you might not like.
Right.
Yeah, like some of these animals, like camel.
Oh, really? A little chewy?
Apparently, it was pretty good. By the looks of it, it looked just like beef.
I'm pretty sure I don't have one here to try. So,
well, the amazing...
Sobeys has got everything, but I've not seen camel in the meat department yet.
No, and I can't even make any jokes with a Lebanese wife. So, anyway, I'm going to get one last hunt in. I don't know when, but listen, I see we're being inundated with this campaign to get the shot. And now they're going down to five-year-olds. And I'm just saying there's some reason they're rushing all this stuff. If you've got little kids, this thing has not been tested enough for kids. I don't know why the panic, because I don't see – I mean, this newest strain's not even it's just a milder version. So giving it to a kid, they have like most wonderful immune systems. I don't know. That bothers me.
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's why that's why these mandates are such hot topics right now, is because I think you know, whether you want the vaccination or not is a personal decision.
Yes.
But the government shouldn't force me to put something in my body, regardless of the circumstances.
Well, there's the beautiful part. They can't.
Right.
It's not a law.
Right.
A mandate is not a law. And the courts are breaking those down right now.
Yep.
So just slow down is what I'm saying. You're going to feel pressured and you're feeling these people, you know, oh, shaming you or whatever. Just slow down. Because once you put that in your body, there's no taking it out.
Right.
And we don't know what it is yet.
Right. So speaking of slowing down. It's tied to this. Had a customer that I was going to do a little holiday luncheon for, right? We're going to do a little barbecue for 50 at their place. And they slowed down a little bit on Wednesday and told me that, hey, our party's off on Friday. Well, you know, I'm a grilling guy. I got to prep. So I had...
Now, wait a minute. You mean they've slowed down?
Right. They were going wide open, and then some people got sick, and they said, whoa, wait a minute. We're slowing this thing down, and we're not going to have our holiday party.
How about the people that aren't sick?
Well,
they got to eat.
I understand, but you wanted to do it for everybody. You didn't want to do it for part of the people, and some of them aren't there.
Oh, so just package it up into 50 separate meals.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, but I bought a bunch of stuff to do a barbecue for 50, and it's all out. You know, some of the beans and stuff I could hold off on, but the pork is thawed. It's in the refrigerator, so I got to cook it. So I'm thinking to myself, you know what, though? I've got four parties that I know I have to go to, one of which is at your house, and I can just cook this pulled pork up and make some things out of it, right? And I know Bob's looking at me like, pulled pork, oh, that's nasty.
No.
Don't be bringing that crap to my house.
Kidding. You can do better than that, Johnny.
Right, but
I'll take cocktail weenies right, over pulled pork.
No, but what I'm telling you is it isn't just pulled pork. Let me throw out a little shepherd's pie that I'm going to bring over, okay?
And it's a party job. It's not a meal.
I understand.
These are finger foods, okay?
Okay.
Think of it as a tailgate.
Right. Take it away, Bob.
Think of it as a tailgate. But go ahead. Do your shepherd's pie.
Nope. Not going to do it. You all can go hungry. Bow, bow, bow.
And that's when the show broke up, right here and now. Right.
This won't be the first love affair that's gone sideways.
So I managed to get to Schmoes after listening to Jim Shireen.
Right. Last week.
Yep. Yeah. And I got some of this Miracle on 28th Street. Miracle off 28th Street, and that's what you're sipping on right
now. Yep, very good.
So
it's very good.
So go ahead with your shepherd's pie.
I had no shepherd's pie recipe. I don't know where it went. It's gone now. It was there at the top of my mind, and it's gone now. But no, later in the show, I'll bring it back out if you're nice to me. Not when we're talking about appetizers, okay? So
later in the show when I find my feelings.
No, as it may turn out, there are people that don't like to eat with their fingers at your house. I've fed them before. But if you want, I'll figure out a way to put shepherd's pie on a stick, dude. That's what I'll do.
Well, if that's the case, I'm not tying my shoes with
you. That's right.
There.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You shouldn't anyway. But anyway.
So, Conrad, Now do you see how you looked when you lost it when he was feeding on you that day? Man, that's what you look
the
like.
Faces are all red in here, I tell you what. Yeah, you know, I think good. It's time for a break, boys.
It is that? Time for a break. What's coming up next, Bob?
Oh, God only knows.
All right, stick with us. We'll be back.
Satisfaction's been our name since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orange Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful.
Welcome back. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Hey, thanks for joining us. It's the Grillin' Guys heard across Michigan on the Grillin' Guys Talk, otherwise known as Michigan Talk Network.
Right.
So, and of course, here all over the place with the Jethro FM stations, 94.9 Grand Rapids, 99.5 in Lowell, where I reside, and down in Plainville, what number is that? 94.9 as well?
Yeah, 98.9 FM and 99.5 in Lowell, 1530 AM here, and 980 AM. Man, that's all over the place. Van Buren County, Allegan, Barry.
Couldn't you just get Kalamazoo. One number, like three?
You know, it's local station, man. We're not owned by a big old syndicate.
And that's why we love it here.
Thank you.
We can argue on your airwaves.
Yeah, I'm not sure it makes great radio, but we'll give it a run today.
So,
Merry flipping Christmas to you.
We'll get to your friggin' shepherd's pie, don't worry. But it is Christmas, so let's think of Christmas, all right?
I was in the mood till I got here.
So one thing every year I can count on is my wife's prime rib, which is really Duba's.
It's Maureen's with Duba's recipe.
I went there for my first wedding anniversary. It was a great place there on the Beltline.
For your first wedding or your first wedding
the
anniversary?
The old original one was over on the corner of Stocking and Leonard.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was where the legend was built. But their prime rib was just phenomenal.
Yep.
And that was their mainstay. If you didn't get prime rib, you probably got lobster.
Right, yeah, yep.
Or tenderloin. Because it was just a classy drink.
Right. So break down the recipe, because it's good.
It is. And if you look at the grillingguys.com, up in the search bar, just type in prime rib. It'll come up as Maureen's prime rib. And, again, it's from Duba's Restaurant. But it's pretty simple. It's some flour, some basil, onion powder, garlic powder, thyme, Lowry's, seasoned salt. Some rubbed sage. You mix those together with a sifter or you know, whisk them together so that they're blended well, excuse me. And then you rub your meat with oil before applying the mixture. So if you put some, like, garlic EVO from Old World on there, and then you take this, it's just like rubbing it on a brisket or anything, you know. You're just packing it on. But this has some flour in it. So it gets a little thicker, and I used to recommend on a smoker not to use the flour, but it actually still works better even on the smoker because it does something to bind it.
Well, it creates a little crust on there too.
That's the beauty.
Right, and that is. And you'll have enough moisture coming out of the meat to not have clumpy flour batter.
Yeah,
it's a really nice bark almost down there.
Yeah. It does. It turns out like bark, and with a a smoker piece, it should. But you can check that out on thegrillingguys.com. Just look for the search bar. Also look for the earmuffs at the top if you want to get the podcast.
Right, because that's only that prime rib's only cooked at 325, so you could easily do that on your smoker, and you're going to give it another flavor dimension with a little bit of smoke.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't get in the oven. I think my biggest tip on that is get a internal thermometer into the thing and don't overdo it. We're looking at $17-$18 a pound right now for a really nice chunk of prime rib, and so you do a 10-pounder, you got a little couple $100 investment there, and you want to make sure that you do it right. And we talked about gifts a couple weeks ago for Christmas, but the most important one is a digital thermometer. And if you got a meat probe that you can put in the center of that, and you bring that to 120, it'll be nice and medium on the outside, and it'll be medium rare at the center,
yeah.
And you'll really enjoy that. And
yes,
and trust your thermometer. Is where I'm going, because don't do it by look. Trust your thermometer, because you can always cook it more, but you can't cook it less, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
Well, yeah, you have. You were eating shepherd's pie when you thought about that.
I'll be eating something. Here's the deal, too. This is Christmas dinner. It's not
right.
Deer camp. It's not a chili dinner. It's nothing like that. This is Christmas dinner, so... I'm going to say get a really good charcoal and don't use any flavor wood. Just put it on your smoker with a high quality charcoal and just get a little bit of that savory off it. Don't try and smoke that thing.
Yep.
Not a knuckle of beef.
So let me
it's
I'm going to
prime rib.
Right. I'm going to ask you a question that came up this week. I'm out on my business calls and my phone rings, and it's a buddy who shall remain named because he might be listening.
Yep.
And I'm going to talk about his Christmas gift.
Okay.
But I got a call from his wife wanting to know, we've got an opportunity to buy a propane smoker, just a stand-up box type. It's been used twice. Got some people that are moving. They don't want to move it with them. It's a great price. It was like $200, and it was supposed to be $450 new, and it's only been used twice.
Masterbuilt?
It's called a Camp Chef. Is the brand. I don't know, big box store probably. But anyway, long and short of it is that let's talk about
it's
cooking.
It's 200 too much.
Right. Well, they're just trying to do the right thing for dad.
Yeah.
But my question to you is let's talk. I don't think we've talked much, if ever, about a propane smoker.
Well, I think we might have skirted it a few times. I say if you're going to get one like that,
right?
If you don't have power, get a propane.
Right, which is, and I don't think that was the issue with this one.
Right.
It was just they thought they found a deal.
Right.
So, and they bought it. They subsequently bought it because they sent me pictures of it. I'm like, oh, it's in great shape. Clearly, it's only been used once or twice.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good size one then.
Yeah,
I'm going to
say like
450.
Yeah, like 3-4 foot tall, and it's on legs, and
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but I've never cooked on propane. For smoking. I mean, I've always just used charcoal. So, there's got to be a wood pan down there on top of that burner
it's
where you're putting
like
chips.
It's just like the electric one.
Yeah.
Except with a metal element at the bottom, you've got a gas burner.
Right. Okay. So you're just going to cook the wood to make some smoke.
Yeah.
And,
they work.
Sure.
Because
it's a heat chamber.
And sometimes you are smoking someplace where, let's say you bring it out behind your house or you don't have power. So it's great for that. Or you want to bring it camping. It's great for that.
Right.
But an electric one's a little easier. You never run out of gas.
Yeah, you don't never run out of electric. Yeah. As long as you got it plugged in. Extension cord to deer camp, though.
Now that you mention that, we're close to Armageddon. So after Armageddon, the gas one will be better because you might not have power.
Right. Yep. You never know.
You never know. How are we doing on time, Conrad? I'm tired of
you
talking to Bob for a minute.
Yeah. Can we?
Yeah. I got to go another minute here.
Is there time for that recipe?
Damn if we aren't just the most happy holiday crew we've got
today. What'd you say?
Is there time for that recipe?
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Shepherd's pie.
I'll be damned. You're going to starve.
He's going to starve.
He's going to ride down to the shepherd's pie.
Yeah. Why did he move out? He never got his pie.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. I'm going to tell you know what? I got 3 or 4 pounds of potatoes for you, brother. I'm going to show you that. That's in my shepherd pie recipe. Just giving you a hint.
Rassle.
All right. Coming up next, more Christmas Eve treats. I don't even think we've talked about one yet, but we're going to do more than we've done already. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back and happy holidays. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We need to get a little more professional than we have been these first two segments. Yep. We've been kind of off the rails a little bit.
We've only been practicing 12 years. Right. I think there's hope.
That's the accumulation of 12 years, what you just heard in the first two segments. Yeah, we got some work to do.
Take some of the blame.
Maybe Santa Claus will bring us a radio show for Christmas.
I wasn't being very gracious. Job was offering to bring some food to my house for Christmas Eve, and I took a cheap shot at him because
that's what you do.
I think
that's what he does, right? No, you're not. There's no wounds to lick here. I know what I'm not bringing. So
I'll have it all ready for you.
No,
really, cocktail weenies.
Right,
really
yeah, right. I got some cocktail shrimp I might bring you.
So. There you go.
Yeah,
now we're talking Christmas.
Now we're talking Christmas. I get it.
Shepherd's
but anyway, Christmas stuff is my wife is a baker. She really does all kinds of these things that are no good for me. They're way too sweet. But they really taste good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got
looks like you don't have to cook for the party then.
Right. Well, potentially. But I generally come to your house with something. And so now I'm going to switch gears and get yourself a little 10-12-inch platter and take some cream cheese and put on top of there. And then take a little diced up shrimp, not the whole shrimps, but I want little pieces of them. I'm going to put a little cocktail sauce on top of those, and we're going to have this sophisticated, come up for air, Bob, sophisticated appetizer of shrimps. Because you know what?
That's a great idea.
I'm not going all out for you this year. You know what? I love your kids and your wife, but I'm not so fond of you.
Okay, I'm starting to bring it.
I'm
bringing in the oxygen tank for the next segment.
We need a marital session right here, yeah, don't we? Yeah.
Couldn't quit thinking of shepherd's pie.
That's right.
You know, are you going to smoke that cream cheese?
Yeah. You know what? We talked about that last week. Putting a little smoke on there with some of that honey that we talked about from the bourbon honey with Shasta.
Right.
She said that was really good. And I don't know if they scored the brick of it and then poured the honey on and then threw it in the smoker. Again, you're going to do a cold smoke on that. But yeah, I thought I would bring some of that, but I was afraid to mention it because I thought you might beat me up if I was going to bring it. You know,
what so a little delicate flower.
I'm not delicate. I'm within arm's reach, though. Yeah.
So tell me, you're going to put cream cheese and then cocktail sauce on it?
No, the shrimp first. Okay, and I'm going to do the cream cheese with garlic in it. I'm going to mix it in, soften it, spread it, And then this is a simple one. And then you, rather than cocktail shrimp, the whole ones,
okay,
I'm take the tails off. I'm going to dice them up into little pieces so we can eat it on a cracker.
Oh, okay.
And then put cocktail sauce and a bunch of lemon around it.
You could do lobster too.
Yep. But shrimp I have. You could, you know what? You could do cod if you wanted to as well. But the thing is, where I was going to go now to make it pretty.
Yeah.
Okay. You all are familiar with dill.
Yep.
Dill. The weed dill, like you'd cook with, right? A piece of dill weed. But you put it around and it looks like garland on the outside. You got the red and white in the middle with the shrimp in there. I'm telling you, it's good. And it's an easy recipe. And if you got to bring this to somebody's house, you can put it together in 10 minutes.
Good, yeah. It'd be like a wreath.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, she might be singing Christmas tunes, but we're gonna eat the dip.
I don't know that you call it dill weed.
Yeah, you do. What do you call it?
Dill.
Yeah,
Bob's a dill weed. Yeah.
I think dill weed is like an insult to somebody, like big weed. It's just a bad nickname.
Dill weed.
So, actually, on the show plan, we got something called grilled
artichoke. Do we have one of those today?
We've got
a show plan.
Artichoke spinach dip.
All right. And do we have time for this, Conrad?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Of course.
All right. Good.
It's I've made it before for you. It's cream cheese, Borzen, mayo, Parmesan, Romano. This on the Grilling Guys website. Just put in artichoke. Okie dokie, artichoke.
You got it.
And it's got some basil, garlic. Anyway, you get your grill going about 350. Lightly grease a small, medium baking dish. Then you take a bowl out and you put all this stuff in there and mix it together. Now, when it comes to the... Remember when I made this is when I roasted all those artichokes?
Mm-hmm.
And you said, man, that's just too much work. It was. It was too much work.
Right.
You can actually buy Reese's in the jar. They're called grilled and marinated artichokes.
Right.
They're phenomenal.
R-E-E-S-E. Not just the like, chocolate cup,
yes,
but
same,
the...
Same name.
But...
I think it's the same people.
It might be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They make bamboo shoots, too.
Those I've never bought.
And peanut butter cups.
Yeah.
So anyway, great recipe. You put all this on a baking dish, and then you put your Parmesan and your Romano on top. Throw that baby in the smoker for about a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. You should make a lot of it because people will... they'll be putting their hoofs in it, man. It's just good.
Yeah. Did you put spinach in that or not? Yeah. Yeah, because that spinach artichoke dip, those are popular at restaurants, and,
well, and this
is a better version of it at
this
home.
This called – this one, this recipe was manipulated. It calls for a cup of
– must be they got the wrong number. They're not calling.
Well, no. I took most of the recipes I looked at all called for frozen spinach, and I had a problem with that. So I tried a cup of fresh chopped spinach, and I chopped it up real fine. I think it was better because spinach is gross.
Well, I understand, but
as soon as you thought,
did you cook that spinach at all, or was it
when
raw?
When it baked.
Okay, when it baked, yeah. So it'll soften up and it'll not be.
It was wonderful,
stringy. Yeah.
I mean, I just took a chance on it.
So,
when
are
I
you
did
making
the first
that
time.
For Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Are you good? Well, then I'll make sure I bring a sleeve of crackers, and
there
we'll be
go.
Good, man. There's my contribution
to
the party.
I thought you were going to say shepherd something.
No.
Anyway.
No. I'm going to bring the staff. Okay. The shepherd is going to bring his staff. And you're going to feel that.
Oh,
anyway.
Just remember, I'm a sheepdog.
Yes, you are. You're a lot of things. But, wow. This thing is crazy right now.
Uh-huh.
I have nothing to say that's worth a crap.
I know.
Today.
I just totally derailed you.
So I'm done, man. I
got
had
any
a whole...
time, Conrad? You got 3 minutes?
Yeah.
What else you
3
got
minutes in... or 30 seconds?
3 minutes.
Holy
so what else
cow.
You got in your stack of stuff there?
Yeah. You'd like to know
oh,
now
got,
because
got
you run out
kinds...
of stuff to
no,
talk
got,
about.
You know, we just have enough time for the shepherd's pie recipe.
Well, thank you. Why, thank you, Conrad. You are the king of segues, and I will take that bait, right? Bob's drinking, so he can't talk. No, I like shepherd's pie.
I do, too.
And here's the deal, really, is I'm going to have 20 pounds of leftover pulled pork.
Yeah.
Okay? And like you, Bob, I'm spot on. It's not my favorite meat.
Yeah.
Okay? It's largely a little bit flavorless, right? You got to load the crap out of it with seasoning to make it taste good, in my mind.
Well, here's the thing about butts. When you're smoking them and you pull the first one off, you know, grabbing a few chunks of it and taking a bite outside when you're having a beer with right. your buddies, it tastes great. But after I get it all pulled and in a chafing dish and stuff, I look at it and it's like, yeah.
You got to do something
I'm
with it.
I'm not motivated.
Right. You got to do something with it. So,
but I love a fresh butt.
Okay. Mashed taters, frozen corn, frozen peas, couple cups of barbecue sauce. Okay, I'm going to make the mashed potatoes like you would with garlic. I put a little garlic in them, lay them on the bottom of a 9x13 pan. I'm going to mix the peas, the corn, the pulled pork, and the barbecue sauce together, mix it in a kind of a slurry, and put it in the pan first, and then I'm going to put the potatoes over the top of it. And then I'm going to take a couple cups of grated cheese, put over top of that, and it goes in the oven.
And you've made this way before?
I have this made it before, and it's really good.
Really?
Yeah, because the barbecue sauce on the pork is on the bottom, and you cook it in a 350-degree oven in that for about 40, 45 minutes, and that potatoes, they get a little crunchy on top, right? Yep. And with the cheese especially.
So how's that sauce and stuff, and that meat, seriously, how's that? What's the texture of that when you're dipping?
Well, I'm taking it on a spoon and I'm serving it on a plate.
Right.
Right? Yeah, and because there's sauce on the pork, it moves. It's not like you have to cut through it.
Right.
It's as smooth as the potatoes, you know, to a certain degree. So you get a nice forkful of all the ingredients, and it's just a good mouthful.
But it makes it much more attractive to you.
Right, yeah, it's pretty. All right, Conrad, we're going to wheel this up. Coming up next is the fourth segment. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Hey, happy holidays from the Grilling Guys.
Christmas, Christmas time is near. Time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't laugh.
Welcome back. We'll try to do one professional segment of the show this time. And you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And happy holidays to you. Okay, I'm done with that crap.
All right, and the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network and Jethro FM.
Right.
Merry Christmas to you all. I don't know if we'll be talking to you next week because next Saturday's Christmas. So
Do we have a Christmas Day show, Conrad, are they going to preempt us with some music?
I think they ought to put you on like a big stuffed pork. You know, they ought to.
Right. You know what? I could check the Santa costume at the door and put on a shepherd's outfit and make some shepherd's pie. What do you think about that?
We could run a best of, which would be two segments, and then...
or you could just run nothing and see if anybody noticed, because it's Christmas.
Oh,
if you're listening to the radio on Christmas...
I'll tell you what, we're preempted for Christmas music, I think, on Christmas Day.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yep.
So anyway, we'll be back on New Year's Day to help you fight your hangover, so that'll be good.
Well, anyway, my point was... this is our last chance to wish you Merry Christmas, and we want to do that. And we're trying to pass on some of our Christmas traditions. One of my bride's famous dishes used to be Welsh rarebit.
Okay.
And, I mean, especially when we were newlyweds. And I just went through a bunch of pictures last night.
Is that a rabbit? Is rarebit a rabbit?
I just went through a bunch of pictures last night, and I felt like Clark up in the attic for... Christmas vacation, because I found just a treasure trove of old photos, and I forgot I used to be halfway decent looking and slender.
So did we.
So one of the things she did when we were that age was she would make Welsh rarebit, And at Christmas time, we always had lots of parties. She'd bring it to somebody's party, and it was just something most people weren't used to eating a lot. And it's just a wonderful hot cheese dip. I mean, it's very similar to right now what you would call a hot beer cheese, which you find very popular in bars now. Beer cheese and pretzels, they serve them warm. But Welsh Rarebit is, it's got some flour in it, some Worcestershire, dry mustard, salt, black pepper, some Michigan beer. And I'd recommend a lighter beer. It's got cream, and it's got 4 cups of sharp cheddar and 4 egg yolks. And wow. It's you just heat it up in a pan, you whisk it together, and you put those, once it gets boiling, you turn it off, and then you put the 4 egg yolks in at the last second. And that gives it
like a creamy
a patina.
Texture.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And in the meantime, have like a nice baguette or something like that in the oven, you know, some nice bread that you can slice up. And, oh, man, put on Die Hard, baby. It's going down.
Cool. That sounds really good.
It is.
Yeah. So let me get serious for a second about a real recipe that I've done. You can buy these things that are called cedar papers.
Oh, yes.
Right? And it's paper thin shavings of, isn't a shaving, it's a sheet.
Yeah, you turned me on to those right. A couple years back. Where'd you find them?
Well, I get them online. I don't know where I could get them locally, but I get them online, and they come in like 24 sheets in a pack. But it's if you held it up to the light, you can see through it. It's a thin slice of cedar, but you put them in water, and then they become pliable. If they're dry when you get them out of the package, and they'll crumble. But if you put them in water, then they're pliable. Take a little piece of your favorite fish. I've done them with salmon before. You can do it with halibut is really good. But any fish that you want a little bit of a smoky flavor on, you set a fillet. I'm going to say 2 inches, 2-inch fillet that's maybe, what, the depth of the fish. So four inches long. These papers are 6x6. Right? So I set the fillet on there, no skin on it, right? Just a regular fillet in this soaked piece of cedar. And I'm going to put 2 pats of butter and 2 slices of lemon on top of that. And then whatever seasoning, depending on the fish that you like, if you want to make it Cajun, you could. If you want to just make it like a light blend of lemon pepper or whatever, that'd be fine. But you wrap this up and you
grill it or smoke it.
Well, yeah, but you wrap it up and you put a piece of butcher's twine around it. And it looks like a little present, okay? And then you can put it in the oven and bake it. You can put it on your smoker and smoke it, or you can put it on your grill. Because that cedar's wet and it won't catch on fire, right? But you're cooking fish, and fish doesn't take long to cook, right? So you got 4 or 5 minutes of this thing, but you want it to not catch on fire, but take the moisture out of that, because you'll get a little bit of that cedar flavor in it. So it's a low to medium heat, but they're beautiful because they end up on your plate. They look like a little present this time of year, and you untie that, you know, you got a bow in the butcher's twine. You just untie the butcher's twine, you open it up, and you got this beautiful little fillet of fish in there, and it's super easy to make, and you just got to buy them online. They'll come in 2 or 3 days.
I bet you could cook different things with that, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, lots of things.
You know, I'm thinking it'd be great for a hot dog.
Bob, you know, it's been good talking with you today. I really, you know, I hope you buy your kids no balloons this holiday, because you're going to pop them all before they get there.
No, I really like that when you showed me the first time. And I'm just wondering, you know, if you couldn't get creative with it. And I'm thinking, like, salmon patties are always a struggle. They always want to break. You can't flip them. Why couldn't you make your salmon patties and then twist them up in one of those?
Well, you could. You could, because all you want to do is get it cooked all the way through on a patty like that with a piece of fish. You know when it's done, it flakes away. But yeah. Anyway, yeah, there. But that cedar flavor, once it gets cooking, it'll dry out and smoke a little bit, but you don't want it to catch on fire.
This George Kavkaz I was telling you about.
That was like segments
ago. He grinds up whatever this critter was. It might have been lamb. And chicken. It looked like chicken or turkey breasts. He grinds these up and makes a sausage, throws his seasonings in. He always chugs a glass of wine before he starts to. It's a really funny video. But
that
he might
have made the show better today if we'd have done that.
So he takes this ground meat, and he's got all these great big long skewers. And he kind of makes them. He lays them down on the meat, and then he forms them into meat around that skewer. And there's a Lebanese dish the Syrians
there's
make.
There's no casing around it?
No.
How does it stay on there?
Syrians do this too. It's like kafka or something like that. Kefka.
He's a golfer. Brooks.
I'm thinking you could use those papers for something like that, because when you take the paper off, you've just got this nice elongated piece of meat.
You probably could. I mean, I don't know how. They aren't going to take a lot of heat because they're so thin.
Right.
You know, I mean, you don't want it too close to the heat. And I would just think a sausage would take a while for it to cook.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know. Because these papers only last, you know, you don't want them on a grill
seven
more
minutes.
7 to 10
yeah,
minutes. Right?
Because it's salmon.
But, yeah. And it's pretty quick. But either way, you know, you can find them. They're cedar papers is what they're called. And you can Google them. You'll find them. And you can buy them, and they're. But I'm holding a couple pieces of them right now in my hand, and you hold it up to the light, you can see through.
You know, I'm gonna make you proud too, because you bought me a gift a couple of years ago that I was kind of. Before you gave it to me, you asked me
which one.
You said, "Hey, you ever do one of these?" I go, "Yeah, I don't like cooking in plastic," and you go, "Oh, well, here's your Christmas gift."
Yeah,
it was a sous vide.
Right.
Well, I'm warming up to cooking in plastic. I mean, seems to be safe enough. And I am going to
use foil.
I'm going to use, I'm going to try it. I'm going to smoke a half a brisket, and then I'm going to throw it in the sous vide, and I'm going to let it go up to like 165 for about 8 hours and see what that does to the meat.
So what do you, that sounds backwards to me, but what are you going to, how long are you going to smoke it for? Just to get some smoke
hours
on it?
Yeah, 4 hours.
Just to get some smoke on
4 hours, and then throw it in the bag, put my secret ingredients in there, throw it in the sous vide, and bring it up to the temperature I want without worrying about charcoal.
Right, so you've got a vac seal that in a bag, and if there's much moisture in there, watch your setting on your vac seal machine, because it won't seal well if it draws the juice into the sealing mechanism.
Yes.
So you got to be careful. But
well, you have to set it up higher. I know exactly what you're saying. You have to set the thing up on something and put that bag down low enough that the juice won't be
draw
able to rise that high.
Right, and because you got to get the water out or the sous vide won't work.
Well, and if you
the air. Pardon me. You
and
get
if
the air
you
out.
See that moisture coming up, just hit your heat button real quick. You'll lock it up before you get there.
Right.
And I've also run them through twice and let it heat it twice and seal it further down a little
right.
bit.
Right, yep.
That works too. But you're right. They're not foolproof. But yeah. I'm going to take a brisket, and maybe I'll do that for the Christmas Eve party.
That'd be nice.
Instead of shepherd's pie.
Well, hey, in spite of what it sounds like, Bob and I are grateful that you listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We got a little goofy today, but we appreciate you tuning in. We hope you and your family have a very Merry Christmas, and sounds like we're going to be talking with you on New Year's Day.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.